You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we got Mother's Day coming up. Yay, Mother's Day. You see, as a mom, you know, I would say, you know, I'm excited, but I'm really, really not. Because, you know, we're just doing what the kids want to do. I mean, we may go see, like, they want to see the Spider-Man movie. Personally, I would like to see the X-Men movie because Michael Fassbender's in it. But they want to see the Spider-Man movie. And remember, when you have kids, it's all about them. It's never about mom. So I am going to wake them up at about 5 in the morning to start the festivities. But then they're going to be grumpy all day. And then they're going to make me miserable all day. And then it's like 9:52 at night. And I'm like, it's still Mother's Day. And they're like, oh, I hate this day. So, you know, I think we've all learned from a very early, you know, age that we really hate Mother's Day. We really don't like it. I mean, and maybe it's because we really innately don't like our moms. Yeah, you know, we love our moms, but that's because we have to. You know, but I mean, do you really, really like your mom? You know, I mean, if my kids had a choice of hanging out with me or just sitting in a room alone, you know, looking at their fingers, they would probably prefer to look at their fingers. Why? Well, because I give them stuff to do. I complain to them about things. I complain about them. I make them do, you know, chores. So, you know, I really don't think, you know, our kids really like us. I mean, stop. Think about your mom. Okay? You know, like, I love my mom. I love my mom. Do I really like hanging out with my mom? No. I don't. I really don't find it enjoyable. Now, I could say this because my mom doesn't even listen to my radio show. And why doesn't my mom listen to my radio show? Because she doesn't like me. You know, we get along because we have to. And it's one of these things with family where you love each other. And I do love my mom. I'll take a bullet for my mom. I love my mom. I just don't particularly like her. There's a real big difference. You guys kind of get that? And she doesn't like me. You know, we were, you know, getting, we were, you know, doing promo stuff for a TV show that we're, you know, working on launching. And, you know, they were asking her about, you know, how she feels about me. And she's like, oh, I love my daughter. She's this. She's, and I'm like, no, just be honest. Tell them, you know, of all your children, you like me the least. She's like, but I can't say that. I can't, that's going to be on television. I go, yeah, but it's true. You know, I mean, really, really think about it. If you could be here with any of your other siblings, you know, your other kids, you probably would, right? Just be honest. You could say, I have no problem with that Dahlia is my least favorite kid. I think that's totally fine. I'm good with it. In fact, it gets me off the hook for a lot of things. So as we celebrate Mother's Day, I really think we need to call a spade a spade. Now, here's the thing. Should you go up to your mothers, okay, and tell them, look, you know, like Dr. Dahlia says, we really don't like each other, but we're making this work. You know, no, you got to be careful because we really don't know what kind of a, you know, a psyche she has, you know, or psychological profile. I mean, you could really throw her into a depression. But then again, for those of you that don't know what to get your mom for Mother's Day, a nice rip-roaring prescription of antidepressants could be nice. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, we're going to be talking about in the next hour inexpensive things to get your mom for Mother's Day, okay? Remember, because she's your mom, she has to like it anyway. She has to. You know, she's your mom. She has to love you forever. So it really doesn't matter what you get her, okay? But, I mean, if I really asked my mom, you know, would you like a piece of jewelry? Or would you like a nice, you know, multiple refillable bottle of some sort of prescription medication? She would probably choose the prescription medication. Now, she doesn't take a lot of pills, but she likes having pills around just in case she needs them. She has medications from the 1970s, but she has them just in case. That's just, you know, well, you never know if someone's going to get a case of the smallpox. yeah, mom, you know, I think we're good, and I don't think it would matter. All right, so I think what we could probably do in the the next few minutes is we're going to be kissing our mom's butts up one side and down the other on Sunday. So why don't today we just really kind of just get it all out and get it off our chest what we can't stand about our moms. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so one problem I have with my mom on this beautiful Mother's Day special of the Dr. Dahlia Show, one thing I kind of can't stand about my mom is she's always right. The woman is always right. It doesn't matter how wrong she is, she's right. Now, mind you, I'm now a mom. Okay, before when I was a teenager, yeah, I went through that period, but then I realized I didn't objectively squat, but then all of a sudden I now become a mom. Okay, I need to be the one in front of my kids to look like I know what I'm doing. So when your mom in front of the kids, okay, undermines what you say, and they're like, oh my God, you know what, your mother doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. You listen to me, grandma knows. That just really ticks me off because my kids already think I'm an idiot. My kids already know that I don't know everything, okay? I needed somebody to back me up. And who's supposed to back you up? Your mother. Does it happen? No, because she's too busy telling the family how much more she knows than you know. Okay, the other thing I really can't stand is they know when you're lying. How difficult is it to have a relationship with somebody when they know when you're lying? My husband still doesn't know. I lie to my husband up one side the week and down the other. And you want to know what? The relationship works. Yet my mom knows when I'm feeding her a bunch of crap. Now you can't have a relationship. It's like somebody who could read your mind. If your mother can read your mind, you're screwed. No wonder you want nothing to do with her and you don't want to be in the same room as your mother. She knows what you're thinking. So when she goes, well, I want to do this, or I want to see chocolate, or I want to see whatever, and you're like, oh, this flipping blows, she knows what you're thinking. And, you know, so that's something I can't stand. The other thing I can't stand is, we're coming up on break. This is the Dr. Dahlia Mother's Day Show. All right, we're preparing for Mother's Day. Let's talk about some inexpensive gifts. And boy, are we going to go cheap on this one. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
So strong. All right, guys. Is the love of our moms really strong? Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it is Mother's Day, and we really do have to, I know, we do have to get off our butts and do something for our moms. One of you over the break said your mother is dead, and so you don't have the same problems we all do. No, I don't want to want my mom dead. Trust me, okay? Even if your mom is dead, she's probably still up there orchestrating and choreographing everything that's going on. So, and you still have to celebrate Mother's Day. Just because your mom has died, God forbid, you still have to celebrate Mother's Day. You know that. You know that. You got to go to the grave. You have to put flowers on the grave. You have to spend the day. It still has to be about mom, because she's going to be up there, and trust me, she will make your life miserable if you don't. I mean, you know, so you're nobody's off the hook coming up on Mother's Day. Okay, you know, so I was, you know, kind of looking around, you know, for cheap Mother's Day gift ideas, and there was actually a website that said super cheap Mother's Day gifts. Okay, see, here's the problem, okay? I need to actually correct myself. Oh, first of all, big thanks for you guys tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is our beautiful Mother's Day Dr. Dahlia Show special, you know, where we kind of talk about what are wrong with moms and what how to get through Mother's Day as cheaply and unscathed as possible. possible. First of all, I'd like to thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Anything I say on, you know, my show does not reflect upon Genesis Communications Network. They do love their mothers and they do respect their mothers. I just have to, you know, per management, put that disclaimer, okay? Just because Mother's Day is one of my worst holidays doesn't mean that represents or reflects the opinion of management or anybody at GCN. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and of course, a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Listen, I love my mom, okay? But I mean, we really, you know, we don't mix words or we don't, you know, pussyfoot around certain subjects. We really talk about the truth, and I think a lot of us are really dreading this whole Mother's Day week. Okay, Mother's Day weekend. Okay, we are going to do something. Hold on, I dropped something. I just dropped something. Yeah. Okay, it was my mouse. Oh, you know what? I could get my mom a mouse. How expensive is that? Just get my mom a little computer mouse. Anyway, we're making everybody's life easier. We're doing a beauty fair. For those of you who live in Las Vegas, we have a beauty fair going on tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Body Spa Salon behind Fleming's on Charleston. So if you guys need to get some last-minute gifts or you want to take her to get primed and get some cool beauty tips and coupons and gift certificates and things like that, it's going to be really, 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 really fun. We're going to have a great fair. I'm really excited about that. So definitely you guys can, you know, because I know I need to make your life a lot easier. Okay, so... anyway, I was kind of, you know, I saw this headline, super, super cheap Mother's Day gifts. You got to be careful here, okay? Before on the show, I had said, well, the nice thing about Mother's Day is it doesn't matter what the hell you buy your mom, she will still love you, okay? Because she's mom. So, you know, just like, it's this whole thing. If you really need me to get into the endometrial lining of the uterus, I can. But let's save that for some reason, there's some sort of a bond, okay, that you guys shared placentally. And that placenta bond never really leaves. So even if you buy her the crappiest gift, she's going to still love you. So, I mean, if you're going to save money, you know, because you got to spend it on your babe, you know, this is kind of the time to do it, okay? Okay. However, a lot of you guys buy Mother's Day gifts for the wife. If you're going to buy Mother's Day gifts for the wife, now it's a whole different thing. I mean, now, boom, you just up the price again. You're going to have to look at diamonds and things like that. So let's say the wife, okay, is not going to be on your case. And all you have to do is get something for your mom. Here's the problem, though, okay? Because this is what I have with my mom, okay? My mom, she doesn't really want something of high value, but she wants something that looks like I put a lot of thought into it. I know. I would rather just spend the flipping dough. You know, let me just go on Amazon, drop $100, and be done with it. But no, 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 no. Okay, so she wants me to think that, you know, because I did that once. Once I was at Albertson's grocery store, and there was a $50 Albertson's gift card sitting right there. While I was buying my milk and toilet paper and tampons, I'm like, let me just grab that. Give that to me. I'll buy it for my mom. Put $50 on it. So I handed my mom a $50 Albertson's gift card. And I did write on the back to mom. She didn't like it that much. Now that was $50. That was $50. What I probably should have done is spent $5, gone to like Target, gotten some construction paper, taken a little scissors, cut out a big heart, put a little poem talking about how much I love her and how much she means to me and how I am so, I just can't wait for the next time we get to have lunch together because we'll get to talk about her arthritis and her osteoporosis and what a bad child my sibling is and what my father, you know what I mean? I mean, that's what she wants, okay? She wants me to, you know, be creative or demonstrative. So let's just, before we go into cheap Mother's Day gifts, let's quickly review some things, because I know some of you guys are like, oh, my gosh, what, you know, how on God's green earth am I going to get through all the mush that's in my mind about my mom and find something good to attribute to her? Okay, well, this is going to help, guys. Check this out. Okay. EliteDaily.com. This is honestly, guys, it's going to save you money, it's going to save you time, and it's going to save you from being in the doghouse with your mama. 20 things our mother told us when we were younger that we should have listened to. This is brilliant. You guys could probably take any of these, and I don't think you're going to violate any copyright laws, okay? So what you do is you go, Mom, remember you used to say this? Well, this is what happened in my life, and I thank you for that. That's free. You could do all that, and I mean, she's going to be beaming because that means you listened to her, and it means she was right. Remember, because what do moms really, really want? Yeah, they want financial support, but they want to know that they were right. And you admitting it. I never admit my mom is right. Okay, well, maybe for Mother's Day, that's what we should do, because a lot of us don't have any money in this recession, especially with Obamacare. So, for example, okay, if it seems too good to be true, it is. So write in big letters, you used to say this, because she did, if it seems too good to be true, it is. And then you tell her where in your life something was too good to be true, and it is. You know, yeah, okay. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Okay, my mom used to not say that. She would used to say, you know, don't be stupid. Okay? So I can't use that one, but still. Another thing moms used to say is nothing good happens after 2 a.m. If you want to shock your mom, you could talk about that one romantic night with Dirk, but we probably won't. How about this? You will regret not playing an instrument. I remember my mom ripping me a new one because I wasn't fluent in an instrument. And so then I could say, you know, Mom, this was great. You know, I was drunk at a party and I had to play the piano, and you know, had paid for lessons, and I was able to play the Cheers theme song. Thank you, Mom. You know, something like that. She'll feel good about that. Your looks aren't everything. Okay? Remember, you know, my mom, what I remember, would tell me, she wouldn't tell me that my looks weren't everything because I didn't have looks. She would say, don't worry about your looks, you have personality. Okay, so I could use that quote. Being a good person will get you further. Okay, so then, you know, the truth will always come out. Oh, don't do that one on the Mother's Day card, because then you'll have to say the truth. Your health is more important. She used to say that. Let me see what else. Don't leave the house with a wet head. Good things come to those who wait. No, I've been waiting for my period now for the last couple weeks. It's late. And Lord knows, when it comes, it's going to be a doozy. So that one, let's not use. Patience is a virtue. I'm impatient. Sorry. Don't burn your bridges. Okay? My mom would say, burn the bridges, especially if you had crab lice. Forgive and forget. Oh, that's a good one. Mom, I forgive you for all the, you know, turmoil you gave me in my life. And I am going to forget about it temporarily. Manners go a long way. Always speak up. This is something my mom never said to me. I could probably vouch everything I ever own, which is completely underwater these days. I could probably put that on the line and say my mom never told me to speak up. Now, she did yell at me, quit mumbling. But that's not something you really want to put on a card. You should do that on the card. You know, she always complained about your mumbling. So you go, I mean, Mother's Day, Mom. She's like, I can't read this. Save your money. Money can't buy happiness. Don't worship false idols. Huh. Oh, not like false idols, like, you know, religious idols, but like Lindsay Lohan. Just be yourself. No, she never told me to just be myself. She'd say, you know, try to be like your sister. And then do it for the experience. She never told me that because she knew I would be a hoochie mama. Okay, so you guys kind of get the idea. Come up with something like that. Throw some flowers on it. If there's a favorite prescriptive medication, you could tape it to that and you're good. That's Mother's Day. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, over 1 billion people worldwide are doing what? Are they becoming vegetarian? Are they listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show? No, 1 billion people on this world defecate in public. They practice quote-unquote open defecation. And UN experts say that apparently they're doing a study looking at drinking water and sanitation, that many people still practice open defecation, 1 billion. Now, take me off the list because we finally got window coverings. Our bathroom didn't have any window coverings, and now we do. So hopefully nobody has to see me do that. Sorry. You know, I used to be a more private person, and now I'm like, to heck with it. No, but these open defecation individuals, it's because they don't have toilets, okay? And I guess, you know, when they do, you know, use facilities that are not facilities, that's out to the open world, we got cholera, diarrhea, dysentery, hepatitis A, typhoid, etc. And unfortunately, this does cause deaths of a number of people, especially children under 5 years old. They say attempts to improve, according to ODT, this is a New Zealand media article. They say attempts to improve sanitation among the poorest have long focused on building latrines, but the United Nations says that the money literally went down the toilet. They say it's the attitudes that need to change. All right. They say the results have been abysmal, according to Rolf Lujenjic, a statistician at the UN's Children's Fund, UNICEF. They said there are so many latrines that have been abandoned or were not used or got used as storage sheds. We think it's a good idea, but if people are not convinced that it's a good idea to use a latrine, they have an extra room. They say many countries have made great progress, you know, in terms of open defecation, Vietnam, Bangladesh. They say more than one in three people used to relieve themselves out in the open in 1990. By 2012, they said they virtually have stamped out that whole practice of that. So I guess, you know, they've kind of gotten their poop together there. They said the global number has fallen from 1.3 billion in 1990. But 1 billion people, 90% of them, continue to use gutters, defecate behind bushes, in open water bodies, no dignity or privacy. The practice, I guess, is still increasing in 26 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. They say Nigeria is the worst offender of public defecation, with 39 million open defecators in 2012 compared to 23 million in 1990. Now, I know. I wonder about the Occupy protesters, if that kind of, you know, pushed our numbers up statistically. They say India is number one. They say although the prevalence of open defecation is in decline, it is often common in fast-growing populations, so the total number of people doing it is not falling so fast, but rising. The country with the largest number of public defecators, the winner goes to India, which has 600 million. Apparently, India kind of has a hands-off approach, they say, quote-unquote, okay, because nobody wants to, you know, put their hands on somebody publicly and defecating. This isn't funny, people. Come on, this is very, very serious. Public, I mean, it kills people. I mean, Ian, here's the thing. Okay, there's a campaign now out called Take to the Poo or Take the Poo to the Loo. I guess in New Zealand, or maybe England and a lot of places, they call the toilet the loo. Take the poo to the loo. Okay? I like that. I like that. Now, you have to be careful because if you tell somebody to take the poo to the loo, they may poo the way they want to and then grab it in their hands and then walk it over. So you need to kind of, you know, make sure these people understand that they do have to, you know, go to the bathroom, etc. But, you know, let's just stop for a second from a medical standpoint. Okay? And a psychological standpoint. If there was a toilet, and you are a 30-year-old man, and you have never used a toilet, okay? And you see one, and it's nice. And all of a sudden, the urge comes. Because remember, okay, in a lot of these countries, they eat a lot of grains. They eat a lot of things that are very fibrous, okay? They don't eat the constipated food like we eat out here, which means when they have to go, they have to go. Do you think they're going to stop and now do something that they've never done their whole life? Okay, I mean, look at the little babies. You know, when we had to teach our kids to be potty trained, do you remember how difficult it was? Because your kids wanted to just stand there in the middle of the living room or the family room in front of the TV, stand there, squat, and poop. That was natural. Then I get them a little Ernie and Bert's Sesame Street plastic sit chair, and they're like, what the heck are you doing? And we had to force them to finally poop. I mean, you don't want to force them. And we've talked about how to potty train kids, where you basically reward them. But it was a very unnatural thing. And I remember trying to explain this to my toddlers, that you have to sit to poo. And they're like, you know, it's easier to just stand and do it. They have a point. It really is. Have you guys ever tried to pass gas? Me. No. You don't have to admit it. But, you know, you keep your hand down. But, you know, if you've ever passed gas, it's sometimes a lot easier to do standing, because you don't have the quirking and the twisting and the belt and the kinking of your sigmoid colon. You see what I mean? So, and you don't have the, you know, it just seems easier to do standing. And in fact, the study came out a couple years ago that when we do poop, we're supposed to be kind of standing and crouching a little bit. And what we may need to do later for our irritable bowel health is actually have something where you lean on while you stand and there's a big hole in the ground. You know, a lot of hotels in foreign countries, they don't have a toilet. They have a hole in the ground because many people stand and poop. Just because we in America go, oh, I am going to put down my tea and my cappuccino, and I am going to go to the restroom, and I am going to just shimmy out of my underwear, and I am going to sit on a nice porcelain throne. That's not how we're designed to poop. We're designed to just stand and pfft it out. And it's not supposed to be a very glorious, majestic type of process. Now, many of us have trained ourselves where we need to sit. Okay, I don't think I could squat behind a bush, and not with the way my knees are, you know, from my running and skiing days. So I do need to sit down, but, you know, the rest of the people are like, what the heck are you guys doing? This makes absolutely no sense. And they're right about it. You know, I want you guys to try something, especially for those of you with irritable bowel and constipation issues and all sorts of other crap you guys deal with from an abdominal issue. Why don't you guys try doing the stand-up thing? You could, like, bring in a chest of drawers to lean on. You got to probably, though, make sure your pants are off. A lot of us, we're just going to have the pants around the ankles. I would probably remove the pants just in case, okay? And then you may want to kind of lift the seat for this so you have a bigger area. You have a kind of a bigger area to hit. And then try it. And if you notice that standing to poop is easier, you know, we may need to do a study. Do one big, you know, cross-sectional, meta-analysis, retrospective, introspective, recto-proctospective study on, we may just need to stand and poop. And then if that's the case, okay, maybe what they should do is rather than have toilets or latrines or loos, they actually have the holes, but in areas that are closed off, so they don't do it in front of people. Now, I got to tell you, if I could go back to any sort of training, I really, really wish it would have been easier for us to poop in public, because I have a very, very difficult time. If there's not a bathroom, I hold it. Wouldn't it be nice to not care and just go? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. One of our listeners, longtime listeners, and I know him, Freddie. Hello, Dr. Dahlia. He writes, I'm back from Cancun, my sunny vacation. I'm so jealous. And need your recommendation about dry oil to be used on my skin to preserve my tan. How can I keep it moisturized and free from peeling flaking? Can you advise on a product? Okay, here's the thing. You guys, so you guys understand what tanning is, okay? You know, you have the UV light, and the UV light gets exposed to the skin cells, and you have your melanocytes. And the melanocytes release extra melanin because the melanin protects you. So there's this whole melanogenesis process. Melanocytes have a couple types of melanin. You got your pheomelanin, you got your eumelanin. So your pheomelanin is kind of like a reddish pigment. Your eumelanin is like a very, very dark brown. And these are all in response to protecting your skin. Because the more sun you get, the more you could have DNA damage. So when you produce the melanin, the skin darkens. You could still be tanned. You could still get skin damage. You could still get skin cancer. But it's supposed to cause some sort of protection. Okay? And so when you, let's say, have a tan, or let's say you're like, well, I can't tan. I'm using the sunless tanning, I'm losing these lotions. What are those? Well, those have certain, like, stainers, okay? And if I'm looking it up. I think it's called dihydroxyacetone bronzers. These are kinds of dyes. And you also have tan accelerators that may kind of accelerate your melanocyte movement, which makes me nervous. These, they use tyrosine and sorolins and things like that. And so we're not really putting color onto the body, so like spray tanning, you know, but it does have chemicals that kind of induce your body to produce some sort of change in the color. The thing is all of this just happens to your epidermis. Okay, now your epidermis sheds roughly every 28 to 30 days. So the reason why we lose our tan is because the dead cells exfoliate. So you will always lose your tan. Could you stave it off for a week or two? Maybe. You know, unfortunately, to be successful with tanning means we have to give you advice that's not very successful in terms of preventing cancer. So, like, for example, if, you know, this was my high school days and I was trying to figure out how to get a good tan and how to keep the tan, I would be probably exfoliating like crazy and getting as much of my dead skin cells off before I got my tan. Okay, this way the cells last longer. Because you don't want to tan a cell that's going to be gone in a few days, right? You know, so then you get kind of the deeper layers. Those will last longer. Maybe it'll get a little richer. Maybe because the skin has been exfoliated, your melanin is going to be like, oh crap, I need to protect this person more. So you could get a deeper tan. The thing is that's not safe or healthy. I would not recommend that on this show, but that's what some people have done. They exfoliate before they tan, so the tan lasts longer. Of course, if you moisturize your skin, any of these moisturizers can help prevent flaking, etc. Moisturizing before the tan helps prevent you from having flaky dead skin reflecting the sun rays. Again, it's not something as a doctor I want to endorse in terms of that because I want your skin protected. But that's a trick of the trade, okay? And then, so what, now that you are tan, well, you want to make sure that you didn't burn. Because if you burn, your skin is going to be going into hyperdrive to get rid of damaged skin fast. That's why you burn and you peel. Okay, now, unfortunately, we peel, and then it's really, really tender, and the lower skin is there, and we're like, oh, you know, and then you really need to protect that sucker from the sun. Okay, don't get a burn, peel the skin, and then try to tan that. That's not smart. But with a sunburn, your skin, your body's going to want to get rid of that epidermis and fast. So if you sunburn, I know you may say, oh, this is great because now I have a longer tan. Yeah, some of us may tan longer, but it's just damage. So the ideal way to tan then would be making sure you, and again, not as a doctor, but making sure that the dead layers of the skin leave your body as slow as possible. Alright, and moisturizing it, etc. And, you know, also very slow, methodical tanning. You know, sometimes day to day, getting a little bit will seem to enhance more of the melanocytes, etc. But, you know, keeping your tan, all you can really, really do is moisturize. Don't not take a shower. Don't do that because dirt on a tan doesn't look good. But in terms of what products are out there that maintain skin or maintain, no. You don't want there to be any product that tries to force a skin cell that's supposed to die off within a month to live longer. Okay, that's why we always exfoliate. Anytime we do skincare, we always exfoliate. We want to get the dead cells out because it carries bacteria and it carries a whole bunch of crap within. And so you want the skin glowing and looking nice. So that's kind of it in a nutshell on tanning and self-tanners, etc. You know, so I've been asked, what's safer than a real natural tan or these self-tanners? If you're prone to skin cancer, definitely self-tanners. If you don't know what you're prone to, I don't know. It's still chemicals. It still is. And so I would, you know, I would probably say have everybody just, you know, get a clue and go, look, this is how I look. I look good. If you don't like the way I look, step off. But this is who I is, and this is how I look. You know, if you don't like how light I am, etc. You know, it's frustrating because I'm very, very light. And I tried everything in the book to tan. And I would try to bake. I would even try to magnify the light. And I'm scared to death because when we get skin cancer not so much from something you do last week, but you get skin cancer from, you know, from, you know, stuff that happened to you, skin damage that happened years ago. So at that point, you're kind of always screwed. I mean, I kind of walk around always nervous that I remember having burns that were black. I mean, just really, really scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour. Remember Lee Marshall, right? They're great. Tony the Tiger, he's passed. We're also going to talk about syphilis on the rise. Always fun on Mother's Day weekend, but we have syphilis on the rise. We have hospitals performing too many unnecessary C-sections, according to Consumer Reports. Remember I said an unnecessary test is something that gets done when you don't, you know, need it? So to me, an unnecessary C-section is like it being done on a man, okay? All right, but if you think the baby's going to die and you want to perform a C-section, I don't see how that could be labeled unnecessary. Then ABC News has come up with, you know, kind of a real, real nice little article on, or I don't know, it's KXLY.com, I'm sorry, KXLY News, on what you should be asking your doctor prior to having surgery. And then we're also going to be talking about how 40 years old is not too old to start intensive exercise. I went back to running. I used to be a runner, and then I stopped for years because of my knees and arthritis type stuff, and I started to go back, and, you know, I'm liking it. Am I too old being in my 40s? No, we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy hour coming up on the next hour. Remember, you can always download the show on the Dr. Dahlia app. We have a Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone, Dr. Dahlia app on Android. And, of course, you can listen to us anytime on GCNLive.com, iHeartRadio, Talk Superstation. Have at it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.